Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottering 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. To all my new subscribers, I have gotten quite a few new subscribers in the last month. I want to say welcome to this channel. I hope that the things that the Lord has given me and the things that I'm bringing to you will help you, bless you in your journey and your walk with the Lord Jesus. I also want to tell you that I have a blog. The link is down below. And in the blog, I have transcripts of all my videos that I have done in written form. And there are a lot of other things that could help you on your journey. I have a safe haven forum. I have a dream forum. I have many prayers. Excuse me. I have how to be healed, fasting, salvation prayer, spiritual warfare, armor of God, spiritual gifts, and many more. And so go check it out when you get a few moments if you're inclined to do so. I also want to welcome all my subscribers, and I want you all to know that I continue to be praying for you on a daily basis. Now, while seeking the Lord the last couple of days and what He wanted me to share with you all, I thought it was going to be one of the messages that I received last week. However, when I asked Him specifically in my spirit, I heard this. I heard the word head coverings. You know, for women, head coverings. And I was like, that's interesting, because that was not at all what I was expecting. And then the next few days got very busy. And then again yesterday, I asked a second time what He wanted me to share. And again, I heard the words head coverings. So I am going to be obedient to what I heard and share. Now, this is not necessarily a teaching, but I want to share my own personal experience with wearing a head covering. This is not really an easy topic to tackle because it's pretty controversial in these modern days and times, and it's not taught in the church, I don't think at all. However, for me personally, I started wearing a head covering 10 years ago, and I only wear it when I pray, or I worship, or I prophesy, and especially during times of spiritual warfare. I actually have the same scarf that I did that with about 10 years ago. I have the same one. It's now become my covering. It's the one that I always use. So where does it talk about in the Bible about wearing a head covering? Well, if you go to 1 Corinthians 11, verses 3 through 10, that is the main passage that talks about head coverings. I think that's almost the only one. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just urge you, if you're interested after this video, because please hang in there till the very end of this video so you hear all what the Lord has shown me. Go read it and study it for yourself and seek the Lord on it. You know, today, this passage really rubs people the wrong way. It is pretty much dismissed as old-fashioned, or it's cultural, or sexist. And it's because this passage is hard to discern and it's hard to unpack, really. But we have to be careful not to toss out certain scriptures just because it might not make too much sense or it might not even fit into our paradigm. So let me go ahead and tell you my story, my personal story on where why I wear head coverings. When I started getting prophetic messages from the Lord, a little over 10 years ago, it was something really new and totally different for me. I had come out of an evangelical Presbyterian background that didn't necessarily follow all the spiritual gifts, or the supernatural gifts, I should say, of the Spirit, or even old biblical traditions. Now, coverings is not just something physical, but it has spiritual ramifications, and we're going to get into that in a minute. So I was completely unschooled in the world of the prophetic 10 years ago. I knew I was hearing from the Lord, but I just didn't understand it because it was so different. And I really had nobody in my personal life to talk about this new gift that had been given to me. So I sought out people online who could help me further understand this new awakening that I had in the spirit. And there was this one, I guess I would call her a prophetess, it was somebody or a watchman, a watchwoman on the wall, who I started watching. She put videos out several times a week, and the Lord used her initially to minister to me. Now, one thing I noticed is that when she prophesied or prayed, she had a head covering on. And I remember thinking at the time that was very unnecessary, because I had been taught in Bible school that this was just a traditional custom during the times of Paul. However, as time went on, her head covering started to bother me more and more. And I did not, though I didn't really think it was important, but I started, I think, feeling this nudging from the Holy Spirit. And it got stronger and stronger. And I don't know over what period of time. I don't know if it was over a period of weeks or months. I don't remember. But finally, I decided to just address it to the Lord personally. So I prayed about it. And I said, Lord, you know, is this something you want me to do? I mean, to cover my head when I'm praying or worshiping? And I thought, you know, somehow the Lord might answer me through the word or maybe a dream or vision. However, immediately in my spirit, I heard a resounding yes. And I was surprised when I heard that answer so quickly and so distinctly. So that very day, I went and found a scarf, and I now, when I interact with the Lord or do spiritual warfare or prophesy on my videos, I wear this scarf. Now, it is my opinion that when I wear this head covering, it is a sign or a symbol to the spirit world that I am submitted to God, who is my husband. It says, and I don't have the actual verse number on that, but it will be in my blog. It says, for your maker, in the scriptures, I think this is from Isaiah, but or Psalms. It says, for your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. So here this passage talks about that your maker, is your husband. Another scripture that is important to remember with this topic is 1 Corinthians 11:10, that says that a covering for a woman is a symbol to the angels. And that's very interesting. It actually says, let me see if I can find it here. It says, for this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. This means that there is a definite spiritual connection between having a covering on your head or not. And I have to tell you, I will never go into spiritual battle, brothers and sisters, without the head covering on my head. So the verse that I just read to you about the woman having ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, which is the covering. This shows that this head covering is not just something physical as we would think it is, but it has some spiritual ramifications. So when you're going into spiritual warfare, it will be a covering between you and the spiritual world. And it's hard for me to completely understand it or to explain it to you, but I'm doing the best that I can, and hopefully you will understand what I'm trying to say. Now, it is also noted that if you study 1 Corinthians 11, you're going to see that also long hair can be considered a covering. However, for me personally, I do have long hair, but I still think a head covering is an actual sign to the spirit world that I'm now under submission to the Lord. And it also reminds me that I am part of the bride of Christ. And who, what does the bride wear? She also wears a veil. So there's a lot of symbolism here, and it's also a sign, I believe. We must remember, brothers and sisters, that this head covering has nothing to do with salvation. It is not a matter of salvation at all. But for me, personally, like I said, I do it just out of obedience from what I heard from the Father. And there are many people in my circle of friends, and my family that, you know, nobody actually know personally that wears a head covering, and that's okay. However, I'm doing this video because the Lord might be tugging on your heart, or someone out there that's hearing my voice. Maybe the Lord is pulling, is prompting you to know more about this subject, or you're just curious about it. So I suggest study the Word of God and seek the Lord further on it. He will lead you. He will guide you if you ask from from your heart. And it's important, brothers and sisters, that whenever we are being pulled in a direction, that we follow it and we ask the Lord more about it. We don't just, decide to dismiss it. And I've learned that through the years. A lot of thoughts that I have, I just dismiss. But some of those were from the Lord, and we have to learn to be sensitive to hear His voice and to know that it's the voice of the Lord. So each one of us really needs to find peace within ourselves and with what the Lord is calling us to do. So that's all I have for you right now. If you have any questions or comments or thoughts, please put them down below in the comment section, and I'll do my best to answer them for you. Thanks for coming and listening to what the Lord has been showing me. Stay blessed and stay strong in the Lord. Amen.